Luke 24, starting at verse 13. And the subtitle for this is The Walk to Emmaus. The same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. And as they walked along, they were talking about everything that had just happened. Suddenly, Jesus himself came alongside and joined them and began walking beside them. But they didn't know who he was because God kept them from recognizing him. He was in his resurrection body, and probably why they didn't recognize him, because in his fleshly body he had a little different appearance, possibly. But then in verse 17 it says, talking to the two that was walking along, that you seem to be in deep discussion about something, Jesus asked them. What are you concerned about? They stopped short, sadness written across their face. And then one of them, named Cleopas, replied, you must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that has happened there in the last few days. Jesus responded, what things? The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth, they said. He was a prophet who did wonderful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher, highly regarded by both God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders arrested him and handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had thought that he was the Messiah who would come to rescue Israel. That all happened 3 days ago. Then some women from our group of his followers went back to the tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who told them that Jesus was alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, Jesus' body was gone, just as the women had said. And Jesus said to them, you are such foolish people. You find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted by the prophet that the Messiah would have to suffer and all these things before entering into a time of glory? And then Jesus quoted passages from the writing of Moses and all the prophets explaining what all the scriptures said about him. By this time, they were nearing Emmaus, and at the end of their journey, Jesus would have gone on, but they begged him to stay the night with them since it was getting late. So he went home with them, and as they sat down to eat, he took a small loaf of bread, asked God's blessings upon it, broke it, then gave it to them. Suddenly, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. They said to each other, didn't our hearts feel strangely warm as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures? And within an hour, they were all on their way back to Jerusalem, where the 11 disciples were and the other followers of Jesus were gathered. And when they arrived, they were greeted with the report, the Lord has really risen, and he appeared to Peter. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.